7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast and anime fest. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Yusuke Daniels, and joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Ryuk Fortner. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I like how I'm tried this week, but I always appreciate how you push through that.
What? It's so early. It's so early.
Right.
Tried. Right. I'm sorry.
Right. No, you good.
I disrespected your name, sir.
Oh. Hey, man. It sounded right to me this morning. You already know. I'm not even really with this. I'm in the land of Stranger Things a little bit. Oh shit.
Oh.
But I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored. I think we should say flavored.
Flavored? I think that. Yeah, blessed, man. And highly flavored. If I was a flavor, I'd be cherry Kool-Aid.
I don't know what the fuck I okay. I'm come on, man. I'm going to have to get through this one, people, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I'm going to tell you this out the gate. We appreciate you for joining us today.
Yes.
However this plays out, just understand that I'm just a man doing the best I can.
Legit. That's legitimately the truth this week, for sure. But no, we are Skip the Tutorial. Me and Todd, we get together every week. Or should I say Trod?
I kind of like that, man. It sounds like some weird Mayan deity. Speaking of that, Buddhism is my religion. T-shirts are available now at TeePublic.
Yes, they are. Go get them, please. No, we are a video game show. Me and Todd get together every week and we discuss the video games we've been playing, break down some news and a roundtable. But sometimes we do a top seven. This week we're doing a top seven. Todd, what is our top seven this week?
Oh, man, I almost forgot for a second. Top seven games of 2019 so far.
That's right.
Games tutorial edition.
The STT edition. We wanted to do this, too, before September, because September is when we're all going to be broke. Because everything comes out. Everything comes out. Like, starting August 30th, I want to say, with Control comes out, which I'm looking forward to. And I've been trying to catch up on some video games in between then. But until then, we're not broke now, so we could talk about at least this year, so far, what we've been enjoying. But before that, we got some great feedback from last week's episode. If you didn't get a chance to go listen to that, it was less of a video game discussion and more of a life discussion, and people seemed to enjoy that. And, you know, we definitely always encourage feedback from everybody, just because we do believe it's very important that this is a conversation. I think we would be having a bad faith discussion if we didn't allow people to give us their opinion, you know, based off of just the community we've built. So it's definitely good to hear from everybody. Todd, I've got some of that feedback. You ready for this, man? This is some good stuff. You know, so first off, I just wanted to point out Big Willie's reaction, which cracked me up. He said, "Why do I need assault rifles? Two words for you, zombie apocalypse." Yeah, gonna need to find your redneck friend in the country when that happens. I was like, yeah, all right, I appreciate that, Willie.
That's kind of valid.
Yeah.
That's kind of valid. Now, see, the thing about that, the only concern I have, too, because even though that is a super valid point, like when you say zombie apocalypse, of fucking course, you need assault rifles in those situations. That's some old Left 4 Dead shit. But I'm like, that also made me think, I'm like, well, damn, okay, if we build a wall, I'm not good at, like, escaping walls anymore, man. I was back in, like, 04, but now, I don't know. So, I mean, what if there is a zombie apocalypse and we walled in? Now, was it to keep the people out
or to keep us in? I've seen Escape from New York. I've seen Escape from L.A. I know what happens when walls go up, and I'm not Snake Plissken. I'm not a bad motherfucker. Yesterday, I was at work, and I was in an apartment complex, and I looked up at a little step up that's a little higher than normal, and I had two thoughts in my head. Either one, I'm going to crawl up this thing, or two, go around, because if I crawl up this thing, I'm going to hurt my fat ass. That's exactly what I thought.
We already discussed this a lot. Like, I think last year, man, because I understand the whole Age of Empires idea of it. You know, it's one of my favorite motherfucking games in the world.
Yes.
And in certain land masses and settings, I always start out building the wall. But I kind of feel like in 2019, you might as well put the wall and put a dome of it and call it Project Home. Because if not, you're going to just have people getting catapulted over the wall. I saw a meme about that where somebody was getting catapulted over the wall and the fucking patrol on the other side was throwing the bitch back. Oh, man. Look, I apologize early. Y'all got to understand, I went to see Devin the Dude live last night. I'm running on no sleep for real today, but it feels great. It's great to be with y'all. Big Willie, you the homie, man. You already know. STTOG. I love our discussions, man. I love the back and forth and
absolutely. And that's the thing, too, is that we want to point out that we like other people's opinions, legitimately really do want to hear them. So this is not a, if you've been afraid to comment on something we've said or whatever, as long as you're not coming at us sideways, generally speaking, we're going to respect your opinion and read that shit usually. Sometimes we just, it gets lost in the mix and that's our fault. Like, we just have a lot going on. But we are legitimately. By the way, speaking of the dome idea, I heard a comedian this week, and God bless, man, I cannot remember her name, but she was pretty funny. But she was half Dominican and half Colombian. And she said, my father, who's Colombian, got deported three times and came over here four times. And she goes, you know how many times? Or she goes, you know how he came over here? By Delta. So you are going to have to put a dome.
Just like the cocaine back in the 70s, baby. Shout out to Colombia, man, and Colombian hippos.
Man, I want a hippo.
Bruh, I'm telling you, that shit would be dope.
I know, dude. Like, everybody's got tigers or exotic pets or guinea pigs or snakes. Bitch, I got a hippo in the backyard. You want to see that shit?
That's what I'm trying to say, man. That's pretty hella impressive to, you know what I'm saying, to tame that beast.
Hell yeah. I wonder what I would name my hippo. Kirby. I'd name my hippo Kirby. It's because they eat everything.
Oh, man, it's nice to be back to normal a little bit and talk about random, crazy nothingness.
Yeah.
It's, you know it was a little heavy last week.
It was. But, next one we've got was from Tristan to the Tribe. He said, listening to the show today, and guys, everything was spot on with what you were saying. The impact of mental health, toxic communities, and negative input from strangers versus loved ones and what people might be going through just blend together to create a rage or sorrow that has to find a way out and seems like it is always hurtful in a hurtful way instead of an uplifting, positive way. Great job of addressing an issue without fear, and it is much appreciated. Stay humble. Tristan, I'm going to be real honest, man. When I heard you when I read that comment the first time, I got chills, man. Like, I really appreciate that. Like, thank you for that comment. That was excellent. Thank you so much for that, sir.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice, sir.
Love it. Shanice, the homegirl Shanice, man. Always posting, always keeping it down. She bought a Buddhism is my religion shirt. Got the tribe's feedback. That was dope. She said, she started out with a quote from you, Todd. She said, we're in the process of self-destruction. I love that line, Todd. Another one I always think of is, we are living a life full of distractions. Y'all making me all teary-eyed at work. I have been having such a hard time lately, so this week it hit right in the feels. Although the discussion is super appreciated, as a Canadian, I feel like I don't have much to say in the things going down in America, but I also truly feel a ban on guns entirely is the only way to fix things. It's such a tragedy. Shanice, we definitely appreciate your view. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad we could get you in the feels this week.
That still blows my mind, man. It's ultimate appreciation for that. Shanice be holding it down.
Yeah.
Shout out to Canada. I'll probably try to. I need to get out there before it's all over with, man. I need to check it out there, man, for real.
I want to go to Canada, man.
Yeah.
Like, I've always wanted to go to Canada and just hang around a little bit and visit and see some of the hockey. You know, I'm a hockey guy.
They got cheap drugs there, too.
Yeah. Like, they got a lot going on in Canada.
Uncomfortable pause. Once again, I told you, I don't know how much sleep I got. I'm all over the place right now, baby. We was in the streets last night. Bending blocks, doing the Devin thing. But nah, yeah, man, Canada, I've heard, is a beautiful place. You know what I'm saying? They got a championship now, so I think it's cool. Even though I don't know. Toronto, I heard, is dope. Shanice, let us know if you get a chance. Yeah. I know we're kind of leaning on you. Big Willie is the homie. But Shanice, you just as much as a SCT triple OG, if anything, as anybody else. You know, what's the spots to go to Canada, man, so we can get our international SCT out? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. I used to listen to a horror movie podcast that was from Canada. I'm actually friends with those guys now, but they would tell me about like all the great video stores up there. And then I got excited about that and told my wife, and she goes, you want to go to Canada to go to a video store? And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me personally, but I guess that makes it a little bit of a geeky kind of subculture there. So if you know anything about that, Shanice, please let me know. I definitely want to find a good video store. We don't have them here.
That ain't the reason why I want to go. Everybody should know by this point. There's plenty of other reasons. Several reasons.
Let's all go to Canada. Yours.
It's just pretty dope, my nigga. That's pretty dope. I mean, my white friend. But
either way, I'm good.
Oh God, you guys just have to send me a copy of this one before we put it up.
Yes, you will for sure. The next one we got was from Garrett Cartmill for the Tribe. He said, "Hey guys, great to be part of the Tribe. I love the conversation and how you want to include everyone. You talked about a lot of things last episode, and it's sad to hear of a shooting. Be accustomed to it. I wanted to share my thoughts. Spree killing specifically with guns predate video games by many decades. They also predate modern gun laws. I personally feel like we live in a society that places self-gratification and greed over being a good person. Agree with that. Statistically, rifles are rarely used in crimes. If everyone handed their rifles in tomorrow, you wouldn't notice any significant declines in gun violence. Decriminalization of marijuana would do more to lower overall gun violence. Killers who want to be famous and have their insane ideas published, read, and fought over are getting exactly what they want. Most of these killers are known to be violent, have expressed violent urges, suffered trauma, and have had a life-changing event leading up to their attack. The Secret Service has an informative 2018 report on this. Making new laws seems backwards to me when we don't or can't fairly enforce the ones we have. I feel like more people need to reach out to each other and care about each other. My hot take is calling El Paso terrorism is giving too much credit to a guy who is sick. And even though his motives or feelings are only perceived and not reality, he acted on them tragically. I'm discounting white supremacy groups because they need to prey on these mentally ill and vulnerable folks to strike out. Thanks again for the Tribe, and I'm definitely using Buddhism and Apex to escape the stress." Man, I appreciate that. That's a good viewpoint. That's very well thought out, very well worded. Definitely appreciate that conversation as part of it, too. Made some excellent points there. Made some excellent points.
It's a righteous response, you know what I'm saying? It's just the dialogue is so important and appreciated. So, you know, it's dope, bro.
It is, yeah. We got a couple of ones not related to the show for last week, but we got an email from Redundant. Said, "Not sure how to start this, but I've been listening for about a year and finally joined up. Procrastination is my best quality. All that said, after your last pod, it made me think about a conversation I recently had with a friend. I spent 2 months in the hospital last year from complications from Crohn's disease. I had 7 inches of my small intestine removed, and there were some unfortunate complications that happened after. Fortunately, I worked at a company that could give me great health care, but I could never shake the thought of where I'd be without that. I did nothing to earn it, and I have no college to my name. So why do I get this access and freedom that everyone deserves, and it's a perk? I am happy for my opportunity and it is much needed for me, but I did nothing to deserve it and sometimes feel almost guilty. I hope I don't sound like I'm bragging, but just thought that it played into your thoughts on mental health, something that I have free access to. Anyone could have my job, but our general public aren't afforded these rights." Those are some excellent fucking points. It's a weird question when you talk about the healthcare thing, but I'll just revert to, if you want to, I definitely recommend checking out Joe Rogan's episode with Bernie. He did a podcast with Bernie Sanders, who I had some questions going into it, but he talks about healthcare in there and especially mental health and gun violence. I highly recommend going to look at that because it's got some good viewpoints. So agree or disagree with his politics, at least the healthcare thing is a conversation we can all have. So we're not a political show, but I definitely would recommend that show. So that's just my viewpoint. Go ahead.
You already know. I'm the acoustic levitation. Yeah, nah, hey, man, that was real personal, man. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you sharing that shit, though, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? It's a struggle. That's part of what last week's conversation, I think, was about, man. I think a lot of people, these things are affecting people, like, in real life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, that's some real humble shit, man, and that's part of the reason why we say what we say. Just to keep it level, man, and keep it around, because you never know what the next person going through. And how they think, you know, this person is sitting here, was hospitalized, you know what I'm saying, and feels borderline guilty for taking care and having the availability, you know, yeah. Concerned about others, man. So that's some honorable shit. That's dope. You know what I mean? And so on and so forth.
Especially when you've got, you know, you definitely shouldn't feel guilty, especially when you've got a chronic condition like Crohn's disease. You need to take care of yourself. But I also understand where you're coming from.
Right.
I get it.
A lot of people out there with issues that just got to suffer through it. So it's just, I think that's an honorable, empathetic, you know, very personal and appreciated email. I almost feel bad for reading it out there. Yeah. But it is what it is. Welcome.
We also got a message from Spencer on Twitter. Spencer says, "Hey guys, love the show. I was starting from the beginning and got to episode 16 before my iHeartRadio app stopped working. Sadly, I don't have an iPhone, so I can't hear you guys on iTunes. Any other platforms I can hear you guys on? You guys make my workday 100% more entertaining." And of course, if you have the same question, if you're listening to this, you can get us on Podbean, Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher. You can also hit us up at STT_pod. We'll direct you at the right area. Facebook.com/skipthetutorialpod, Instagram.com/skipthetutorialpod, or you can email us at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com, and we will be glad to answer your question, unless it's about anything personal related to... Never mind. I don't want to hear about your medical conditions. I just don't.
Wait a minute. After that whole... Are you sure that you didn't go out last night, man, before we started recording? You were supposed to have gotten good sleep last night.
No, I got great sleep. I'm not talking about the last email. I'm talking about we got an email. That's no. Him sharing his personal story is fantastic.
Okay.
There was another... Yeah, there was a situation, and I don't want to hear about that with... I'm sorry, I don't have answers for your fucking venereal diseases.
No, never mind. Oh, God.
I don't know what to tell you. I've never had VD.
I thought you were talking about the email.
No. We got another one that I deleted that I think was a troll.
Email where the dude was talking about he was from somebody that pulled poop out of his own butt or didn't let it hit the water. I thought that's what you were talking about.
No.
Not some strange venereal disease email.
Oh, wait. It wasn't an email. It was a Twitter message that somebody was asking about venereal disease. And I was like, no, I don't have an answer. I'm not a fucking doctor. I host a video game show.
Oh, wow. I don't. I'm glad. Yeah, see, that's why I'm not as active on Twitter, bro. I don't know about any of that.
Some motherfucking penicillin.
Bro. There's nothing funny about that to me right now. I'm just glad we over here having healthcare conversations and shit like that. Like, that's a problem if you don't have good healthcare, whereas you could just, you know, whatever. I'm glad I got a clean bill of health right now.
So just so you know, redundant, we were not referencing you. I'm legitimately referencing a Twister. That was a great email.
And then you let it and then you turn right around. I don't want to hear about your venereal diseases. What the fuck? Wait a minute. How did we get here?
We're back.
This is supposed to be the light week. It was supposed to be a Sonic doing cocaine joke said by now or something. We fucking shitting on people with venereal disease. It was about 12 people right there.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, man. And get some penicillin, loser. Oh.
Clutch your pearls.
I'm too sleepy for this shit. We're gonna have to chop that. Look,
I got
new to the show. Thank you for listening. I apologize for any off puttingness at this point. We're getting back into the groove after last week's deep thing and as warned before, you know. We'll get to the list, man.
We're getting to it.
I'm trying to get there with you.
Getting to it. I got the vapors this week.
We're just gonna look. This is another thing. We're gonna fly through this list. I'm just like this. This show is not gonna be that long. I'm officially pulling the card right now, and we about to get through this motherfucker, ladies and gentlemen. We're not gonna make you suffer through this one this week. Just we working on some other shit. You know what I'm saying? We might be on YouTube soon, just so you can see the Yoda-ness of myself and the Darth Vader-ness of Bryant.
Yes. Yes, the Darth Vader-ness.
Fuck you, the venereal diseases, you sorry scummy son of a bitch. Throw them over the wall.
Stop eating warty pussy. that's getting cut.
Video need to be cut. This is going in the confidentiality file. You know, so there's a recession coming, motherfuckers. So you venereal disease ridden motherfuckers with no health care, get ready to die.
If it's got pus, do not touch.
Oh my god.
I just said that because it's getting cut.
I know this is completely unusable. I don't know. We might have to look what we'll do. We'll also split this to where, you know, we just go straight into the list and get it knocked out. I ain't got much in me today for it.
Join us next week where Todd will be hosting by himself, maybe permanently.
Hey, man. I mean, if the show must go on, it would be the same without you, though, B.
No, definitely not.
I would hope
not.
You feel the same way, my brother.
100%. 100%. Right. All right, let's get on to this list. Todd, we're talking about...
Oh, yeah, hold on. I got
one go ahead.
Shout out,
go.
I'm not going to read the whole email because it's a little bit, you know, that'll stay between me and the man that I personally called a legend. But he definitely gave a shout out on last week's show as well. And I wanted to make sure, like, if you're in the dope music and stuff, you can check him out, man. Just Google Ugly People Revolution, or Sasquatch Ugly. That's the homie. You know what I'm saying? Check out his music. He's definitely dope. And salute, sir. Salute. I appreciate the well wishes and good spirits. My bad. That was the last one I had to get on.
No. No worries. No worries.
Right.
Also, we're not going to read the whole email, but hey, Matt, if you're listening, you definitely take care of yourself, brother. Like, remember that. Put yourself... In this situation, I'm not going to read your personal details, but in this situation, put yourself first. Stop trying to take care of other people, man, especially in that fucked up fire situation that just really is soul sucking and can destroy you pretty quickly. So take care of yourself. So
be wary of the venereal diseases.
Yes. Yes. Don't make me say it again. I will. I want to. I'm not going to. Let's move on. Todd, why don't you get us started with your number 7 of top games of 2019 so far?
Crackdown 3. Oh! Let me tell you, Terry Crews, this game, it makes it. I'm so thankful for Games Pass. Nah, man. Okay. I'm going to just, like I said, we're going to get through it. I don't even play this game religiously, but for reasons it's on my list, it's going to be Apex Legends. And I'm going to let you talk about Apex Legends because I'm sure it's on your list.
100%.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you talk about it because you play it more. In fact, a couple of my first games, you know, either it's also not just my small experience playing with them because some of them I didn't beat. It's just being, you know, impressed by people that's close to me or like my old lady beat it, or I know Brian played it. You know what I'm saying? And I just had to love it. I respect it. But Apex Legends is on my list just because, as far as Battle Royale genre, this, you know, there's no other option for me if I'm going to spend any time on that silly genre, in my opinion. But yeah, what are your thoughts? Because I know it's on your list.
Yeah, Apex Legends actually comes in at number 3 on my list. I really struggled with this one because out of all the games this year, 100% I have spent more time with Apex than anything else. I mean, you've seen it. You've seen my Brian's playing Apex again. Brian's playing Monster Hunter again. But it's usually those two games lately, especially. But Apex itself is an interesting concept to me because they took the Battle Royale genre. They fused it with Overwatch. They made it primarily squad-based to begin with.
The weapons are interesting. The character designs are unique. I love the map. I love the team-based combat. That is being said, though, the reason why it ended up on number three for me was because unless I had regular people that I was playing with like I do, I don't think I would be having as much fun. I have a regular group of people that I play with, so we know each other. If I was just squatting up with random people, I don't think I would be having as much fun with it. Also, great controversy, but the Iron Crown event dropped. It came out. That has been a problem with the way that they've kind of updated and handled that game. I thought the Season 2 Battle Pass was an impressive addition to the game, but this Iron Crown event is pretty ridiculous with some of the skins that they have locked behind paywalls, so I'm not a huge fan of those. But that being said, at the core of the game, it's a great first-person shooter with a lot of interesting mechanics, a lot of grinding ability, you know, going through and collecting loot and attachments and knowing your builds and knowing how to use your characters with the special abilities that don't necessarily impact the game as much as people want them to. But overall, it's just one of those games that when I have a moment and somebody's online that I know, hey, you want to jump in Apex? Yeah, let's go. We'll play a couple rounds. And that's just been one of those games I had to be real honest with myself that I've spent more time with that game than any other game. And I can't neglect that thought. I can't neglect that ability, even with some of the upgrades and updates not being as great as we want them to. There's still a lot of fun to be had with Apex Legends. And so that's where I'm at with that one. It's, you know, an interesting world, interesting lore. And I'm ready for more to be updated a little bit better. And we'll see in the next year or so if they continue to go down this path that EA wants them to go down, or if they retract that and start going down their own path. We'll find out, though. But that's my number. That would be my number three, Todd.
Right. I hate to even put this shit on my list. What is your number seven, though?
My number seven, I talked about earlier this year, came out from the Nintendo Switch. It's Katana Zero. Katana Zero, four-hour game. I think it was $9.99 when I bought it. It's a side scroller where you have to either go through and replay levels, kind of a la Hotline Miami. It's got a very Hotline Miami vibe to it. It's got a very 80s noir. This is the one that I talked about that dealt with PTSD and the soldiers and the drugs, and you know, you're using your katana in the future and you had to throw items and you could slow down time. It was just such interesting gameplay. The only reason it wasn't higher on my list, and I like the story and the aspects that it deals with PTSD, the only reason it wasn't higher on my list was because it is so short. You know, it's 4 hours max, and I wanted more once I got through with the game. So, you know, if something leaves me wanting more, I simultaneously recognize that as a great game that I really enjoyed. But also, I cannot give it as much credit as I'd like to because there's just not enough there. But overall, Katana Zero is my number seven. Todd, what's your number six?
Okay, man. Keep in mind, I forgot to do the disclaimer. These are some of our favorite game experiences for whatever reason, too. So I'm going to go with Anthem Post Cataclysm.
Boom! I like the qualifier of the Post Cataclysm.
I'm lying. Even though there is some weird truth to that it could have made like top seven worst list. I'm just fucking around on the first two. You know what I'm saying? I just really wanted to trigger a couple of people. I knew that motherfucker was gonna say that. Nah, man. It's actually, and we'll talk about that bullshit later, especially the news with old boy from BioWare leaving or whatever. But my number six is Resident Evil 2. For the graphics alone, I definitely didn't beat that game. That's when I watched my old lady beat, you know what I'm saying? And I beat the original Resident Evil 2. So I feel like, okay, it's good enough. I got enough of the experience. It's not like I didn't play it. I played it. You know what I'm saying? It's just definitely not my type of I have to beat type game. It's a remake. I almost kind of feel some type of way putting it on a list. Like, should it count even being on a list since it's a remake of a game?
It does.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, that's why it's on there, you know what I'm saying? And I still talk about truth about the Anthem shit, like I joke and everything, but the truth is, honestly, is spending time, I do have a lot of fun, like especially me and my old lady play together with all this fuck, I'm not gonna lie, especially post at Cataclysm. But yeah, for me, Resident Evil 2, I know this is gonna be some of your crack too, like I'm getting some of yours out of the way.
This is definitely on my list.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we might as well get yours knocked out right now, too, with that.
Resident Evil 2 is actually my number one.
That's what I figured.
That is, it is, and I absolutely agree that it counts because they remade so much of that game. I have not had a horror game scare me as long in as long of, you know, it's been a long time since I've had anything that's horror related actually terrify me. Resident Evil 2 did a great job with that. They kept the spirit of the original. They added some mechanics. They added a different vibe to the game, made it a little bit more horrific. The lighting, the shadows, the music. Mr. X, holy shit, just walking around with his hat on and you could shoot his hat off. And then when you finally get to kill that motherfucker, it feels so freaking good. Everything about that game, though, man, I played through it twice as both characters. It's one of those games that forever, it kind of stands to define 2019 for me, where we've got kind of a weird year of video game releases where nothing's really consistent, unlike 2018 where we had a bunch of great AAA games and classics. Resident Evil 2 kind of defines 2019 for me because it's smaller games. It feels like this year is being defined by the smaller games. But Resident Evil 2 overall, it's just, it was amazing. It was just an amazing experience that I still think about. My wife watched me play through it, and she was freaked out the entire time that we were playing through that game together. And you remember when this game dropped, it's anytime there's something like this drops and I start screen sharing a bunch of pictures, you know I'm impressed by something on that game. But yeah, that was my number one, was Resident Evil 2 this year. If you haven't picked it up, it's $20 on the store. I definitely recommend it. Definitely recommend it. My number six is Void Bastards. Void Bastards, available on Game Pass. Void Bastards is a roguelike first-person shooter with comic book art. After a while, the game became a little bit repetitive, but I enjoy the roguelike aspects to it, the ability to choose your next mission or next map, if you will. The ability to go through and run through levels however you choose to, whether it's sneak through them, go in guns blazing, depending on the enemies and types of enemies there, or going through and, you know, taking your time with everything and just making sure you clear out room by room. It's also got one of the best art styles of this year, Void Bastards, with that comic booky feel to it. The only thing that it's a little lower on my list because of the replayability. It does not have the replayability that I'd like. So that is my number six. Todd, what's your number five?
Setting you up again, man. Setting you up again. It's Sekiro.
Yup. You hit my top three. Sekiro is my number two of the year.
Go ahead, bro.
Like, yeah.
Like, come on, man. We do this. This ain't a, we're not new to this. You know
what I'm
saying? Last episode was the full 69 episode. This is 70. You know what I'm saying? But to pay homage and be, you know, if I'm going to have like critical good games that just are tail end generation borderline masterpieces for whatever reason, I think Sekiro can you know, carry that weight. But you are the Sekiro master of the group, so breathe, let it breathe, bro, let it breathe, do your thing.
And Sekiro from Software, part of the Soulsborne tribe there. Sekiro is just, it's an incredibly challenging game and incredibly rewarding once you beat those challenges, which is the point of those games. It is to be rewarding once you overcome those challenges. It's got an interesting story to it. It's got an interesting build where you can go through and change out your beads or do your different upgrades or shinobi arts. It's got some of the most interesting enemy design I've seen in a long time. Some very creepy enemies and some very challenging enemies along with it, some challenging maps and map placement. I just really, once this game came out, I was addicted to it. I mean, I played that game every day for 2 weeks straight until I beat it. And I even went on vacation in the middle of playing this and came back and had to beat it. There was just, I had to come back and beat that game the day that I arrived because I got to the final boss. It's got one of my favorite final boss fights of any video game ever. The setting, the vibe, the way that fight plays out, everything about that. It is by far my number two of the year for that reason, specifically. Now, when it came down to ranking these, that's a little bit difficult because Apex is the one I spent the most time with.
Right.
But I have to give credit where credit is due. Sekiro, if Apex falls out next year, that's a game that'll be like, all right, hey, you remember Apex? Yeah, it fell out, whatever. Sekiro and Resident Evil 2 are going to stick with me for my life. Those are going to be games that I'll come back and revisit eventually, and come back to and go, hey, yeah, this is a great game. Oh, I forgot how fucking hard this game was, and I will still enjoy it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like Dark Souls. I come back to Dark Souls every now and then.
Right, right.
But it is. But no, Sekiro is a classic. It's got great art style, great combat. It's very challenging. It's fun. Once you master the game, you feel like a shinobi. You're just like, I am the baddest motherfucker in the room. Like, you can't help it. And for that feeling alone, the only reason I'll say Resident Evil 2 outranked Sekiro for me was the horror vibe. It really was. It was finally having a game that terrified me a little bit. And, you know, either one of these could have been interchangeable with the other, but that's where I'm at. Todd, what is your number four, my friend?
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, the Nintendo Switch exclusive. For me personally, this was super dope. You know what I'm saying? The co-op aspect of it, it was fleshed out. And even more so after DC Online came out on the Switch, the free-to-play, and I hadn't played that game in quite a long time, so it's kind of like a comparison game, even though it's like an MMORPG experience. It seemed a little bit repetitive, and you can definitely... And we talked about this. Like, I definitely think that game is worth, like, downloading if you got the space.
Oh, but for sure.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, it actually even bolstered it even more after I played that game. And I had so much fun with that game. I mean, I've personally, as a fan, been waiting on that shit to come out for 10 years. And it's well done on so many levels. And I feel fully confident on advising any Nintendo Switch owner that wants to have a fun game to go out and spend money on that game. It's dope. I mean, the rule still is you still got to have Wolvie on the team, man. We already discussed it in depth a little bit on previous episodes when it first came out. But for me, I mean, just the actual sheer joy that it brings me, you know, in the midst of all the bullshit, it's one of those games where I'm just like, I legitimately have fun every time I play that game. I look forward to running through it, and it's got plenty of additional content in it to make it replayable, and just matching up the different teams and the extent of the rosters alone, the artwork grew on me the whole nine. So it's definitely one of my favorite games so far this year. The fun and most wonderful thing about the so far list is this can completely change.
100.
But I can't see this game falling off my list, just like you discussed before. If anything, it'll probably have an opportunity to get higher. It almost was higher up on the list, but then when I thought about it, it's like, well, for me personally, it's a couple of the experiences so far that I gotta pay homage and give respect to. But that's my number four, bro. Marvel Ultimate Alliance, Thrizzy, Trey.
Absolutely. Oh, I think I needed to do my number five as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll go back to it real quick. My number five is A Plague Tale.
Yeah.
The only reason this didn't rank higher was because the combat was not challenging. This is not a challenging game at all. But as beautiful as this game was, it cannot be ignored. The art style, the rat engine, everything that they did with this game, the puzzles were very simplistic. The stealth was very simplistic. But I had a blast. I had absolutely a blast playing this game. Going to, you know, definitely be one of those that I'll probably revisit in the future, just to go through the story again, or even better, I'll have my wife revisit, because I think this is one of those games that, as somebody who's the husband of a wife who likes video games but is not a crazy hardcore gamer, this is one of those that if you have somebody who's just interested in video games, I definitely recommend having them play through it. You know, it's got that same kind of Last of Us vibe, but it's a little easier, and it's definitely more... It can be creepy at times, but I really enjoy The Plague Tale. That was my number five. So many plagues. My number four is Tetris 99. Tetris 99 was my number four. The only game I had to uninstall because it was interrupting my personal life. Just one more round. That was the vibe whenever I played Tetris 99. Just one more round. But yeah, that was Tetris 99. If you don't know, it's a battle royale Tetris game that is free to online subscribers of the Nintendo Switch. They're releasing a physical copy in September. It's incredible that they were able to make a battle royale game with Tetris. But I really enjoy it. It's really, really got a great vibe to it. However, you know, I had to get it higher because probably in the 2 weeks I did have it installed, I guarantee you I probably put 90 hours into that game. So yes, Tetris 99 was my number four. Todd, the list is all yours, my friend. We've done my top three. So 3-2-1 for you.
I'm starting to think you snort Adderall sometimes and you're holding out.
Every day.
Let's rattle through these since you already rattled through yours.
Adderall.
In spare. Wow. That's right. My bad, man. I had to cut that one too. I don't really think you snort Adderall.
No.
That was okay.
It was funny. No, I don't.
You sure?
All my energy is mine, and it comes from me and coffee and self-loathing.
Not Beelzebub.
Beelzebub.
My number three is Mortal Kombat 11.
Almost made my list.
Yeah, that... Clearly, for me, that's going to be on my list. Period. Like, it's hard. It's 11. And yes. It's better than anything before.
Yes.
And we always say skip the tutorial, but it probably has one of the best tutorials of any game I've ever played, ever.
Breaking down
the framework is ridiculous. And the way that they shifted the story, the online, you know, relatively speaking, wasn't lag. I didn't really have problems with online experience, and I just enjoyed the storyline of it all. I do need to check out the DLC. I know Nightwolf came out recently, and of course, you know, Spawn is going to be the shit, but it's a game that I wish I could have more time to play, but it's definitely a game that has to be on my top three. Some of these games, once you get to the top three, could be interchangeable, so that's my number. We're going to get through these real quick, man, and get it done, man, this week. Make it easy on folks. But my number two is Devil May Cry 5. Another shout out to Capcom. As much as great as Resident Evil 2 is, and if I was more so into that genre, you could probably flip these games. But for me personally, once again, this is a series that I have high expectations for. And for them to not only meet those expectations, but exceed those expectations with a fully fleshed out, well-rounded, almost perfectly paced game, in my opinion. Still not sure if it's more of a favorite in the series than 4, but with the options, with the introduction of V, with the way they brought Dante was just the shit, and the different replayability options with that game, with just how you can choose different fight styles and want to fight through the entirety of the game at storyline, just like Resident Evil 2. Really, Resident Evil 2 made it on my list. It could have made it on my list strictly just for the graphics alone, and that same engine was used in Devil May Cry 5, so just picture that. This shit is extremely dope, and something that I was extremely, extremely happy to play and love. My number one, once again, it's like a personal favorite thing, and I'm kind of surprised myself that it actually made my number one when I sat down and thought about it, but it's actually Days Gone.
Nice.
That game, and it's because of the fact that this isn't really my genre that I truly enjoy. This game is very flawed. I'm glad I didn't play the first release of it. I'm glad I played it a little bit after they were able to update it and make some patches to where they could, you know, fix some of the glitches. This game for me was long to the point where it was kind of drug out damn near almost like Resident Evil 2. But with all of... I mean, Red Dead Redemption, excuse me.
Red Dead,
Right. It was just a little bit too long. It wasn't perfectly paced. It wasn't like Devil May Cry was a well-paced game. You know, certain games are well-paced. This one, it was just too fucking long. But the guy that played Deacon St. John, motherfucker from the Star Wars series, he was great. The story was great. And I just could not put the game down. And the whole survival horror aspect of it in this game, it really actually got me. So, you know, once again, shout out to Big Willie. You know what I mean? If you hadn't played Days Gone, definitely you're right. It's going to be certain motherfuckers that I'm going to need to holler at with assault rifles at that point based on Days Gone. But no, that game was really, it's a beautiful game. The way they did Oregon, the intensity of just the hordes themselves just trying to navigate those mazes. It's just a lot of fun. And for me, so far, you know, this I'm looking for it as usual to everybody else's list. You know what I'm saying? Days Gone is my number one so far favorite gaming experience, pound for pound. But that's pretty much all I got today, bro. I ain't got the juice. I ain't got the juice today, man.
I feel I'm not you. Above ground. Time to take a nap.
Right. I thought it was a good idea when we were just like, hey, man, yeah, let's not record. Like yesterday when we were supposed to record, I was like, yeah, let's not record. Let's that way we can have the energy. We can, you know, not shortchange the show. And then today it's just like, oh, man, we probably should have recorded yesterday. Fucking Devin, beers, and acoustic levitation. I can't.
Acoustic levitation.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Hey, and then check this out. I didn't tell you, man. We went to the other place first. So it was Gas Monkey Live, right?
Yeah.
And there's a Gas Monkey Bar and Grill. So my homeboy got the leg, you know what I'm saying? So I'm telling him, and we ride up in the Gas Monkey Bar and Grill first, you know what I'm saying? But we passed it up at first because it was just like, damn, it's Jeeps that's lit up. And it's like people with guitars and shit like that. Like, this don't look like the scene we're supposed to be into. Long story short, we still ended up doubling back and being like, that's got to be the place. Walked in there. It definitely wasn't the place. It was like, motherfuckers, you're in the wrong side of town kind of place. I was like, oh, okay. And then like, it was like, you need to go down the street to, you know, take a left and two rights and you'll be on the right side of town kind of look. And then we ended up at, you know, Gas Monkey Live. So if you're in the DFW area, don't never get that shit twisted. Don't go to the wrong side of town.
No, it's too easy to get twisted. I've done that same mistake before. I'm just like, this doesn't look like my vibe. I'm very curious about what I'm here for.
Right.
Todd, do you have anything else that made your list that also runs?
I mean, Tetris 99, you already addressed. It's a game. I don't even want to talk about it because I ain't even got a chance to fuck with it yet. But, man, I can't wait to play Ace Combat 7. I'm tripping, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't talk about that. I actually do like Madden 20, even though it's critically or user. Critically, it's gotten good Metacritic scores, but users don't really like it. I get that, too. You know what I'm saying? But I think that's just more so a shout-out to the homie. You know what I'm saying? Being thankful to be able to play it. But I really don't have too many also runs right now. Like, I look – my also – Division 2. I can't disrespect if you all jokes aside, like, if I'm going to be real about, you know what I'm saying, games as a service, I got to talk about that one. But other than that, I'll save a lot of the also runs when we do our year-end list.
Absolutely.
It'll be a lot on there. What about you?
I've got Crash Team Racing. I really enjoyed it. Have not played enough of it. Mortal Kombat 11, of course. Metro Exodus, Kingdom Hearts 3. I had to put that on that. I had to consider it just for the way I enjoyed that game, even though it's a divisive game for myself. Slay of the Spire, Outer Wilds, Bloodstained. I just started, so it didn't make my list. I've only got about an hour and a half into, so I need to play more of that. And American Fugitive. I really enjoyed American Fugitive. Also, my most disappointing game of the year. God Eater 3. Very disappointed. I finally got down and sat down this past week and played another about 8 hours of that game. And yeah, I'm not going to finish it. That one's getting uninstalled. I don't have the energy to finish that game. Very, very disappointed with God Eater 3. And then Rage 2 made my meh list. Meh. That's what I call it. It's my number one meh game of the year. But that's it for us this week. We're Skip the Tutorial. Hit us up at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com, at @stt_pod, facebook.com/skipthetutorialpod, instagram.com/skipthetutorialpod. Agree or disagree with us? Let us know your thoughts. Let us know what your favorite games of the year are so far. You don't have to do 7, but just let us know. And as we always do before we sign off, stay humble.
Humble. And never forget, gamers destroy and save galaxies. There's hope. We do it all the time. There's hope in the gamer nation.
Gamers, rise up!
Damn, I need a nap. All right.